Heute ist der Meister Ches 7 Tafshin Ein Vav Rav Avrami Heksha.
A significant part of Parshas Nosei is taken up with the Torah telling us the Korbanos HaNesiim B'yom Chanukas HaMishkan. And the pasuk starts like this: Vayhi b'yom kalos Moshe Elokim es haMishkan. When Moshe Rabbeinu finished setting up the Mishkan, vayimshach Yisrael v'kadesh Yisrael, etc. Vayakrivu Nesi Yisrael, and the Nesiim brought the korban. Rosh Beis Avosam, heim Nesi Hamatas haim demalapkudim. And the Gemara goes, the Torah Hakadosh goes and discusses, lists out exactly what the korbanos consisted of. Says Rashi, a famous Rashi. When it comes here, the Chanukas HaMishkan, we see that the first ones to be menadev, the first ones to donate something, to bring a korban, were the Nesiim. When it came to the Melechas HaMishkan, building the Mishkan, Parshas Vayakel, they weren't the first. Elo, kach amu Nesiim. Yisnadvu tzibu, mashi yisnadvu, mashi mechasin onu mashlimin. When it came to the Melech HaMishkan, they said, Adam Gvaldi Yecheshben, they said, let the Tzibur give what they want to give, and whatever missing will fill up. Kivin Shiro, Shishlimu Tzibur Es HaKoyl, Omu Me'atam Alonu Lassus, they had nothing to do, nothing to bring. Hevius Avni Hashem, Avni Miluim, but they didn't bring much, just Avni Hashem, Avni Miluim. Likach, Hisnadvu Kan Tchilos. That's why when it came to the Chanukas HaMishkan, here in Parshas Nosei, they were the first ones to bring. Very similar Rashi in Parshas Vayakel. And there Rashi adds in a Nukudah, which it doesn't say in Rashi Bayas. And that is that they were punished for it. Rashi over there says that the reason why the Hanasim is written Chosse Yud. So Rashi is written Chosse Yud, the Shafaloshin Rashi, Lefishin is Atzlu Mitchola. There was a Midas Atzlonus. Therefore, they were punished, Venechso Ois Mishmom, and they lost the Yud from their name.
They didn't bring everything.
They
didn't bring the
so far, I haven't said anything.
I've
just quoted Rashi.
Yeah, but don't say Rashi. They didn't bring everything. If they said Rashi saying that they bought Avni Mulu and Avni Shoyam,
they bought everything they could except Avni Shoyam and Avni Mulu, which came with the mom. Okay. Says the Ksav Sefer in Parshas Vayakel. Says the Ksav Sefer, even though Rashi says Lefish Nisatim B'tzchila, we're talking about the Nesi Yisrael, Yesh Lelamed Aleim Schus. What was going through the Nesiim's mind when it came to Melech HaMishkan that they decided to wait till the end? Says the Ksav Sefer like this. We all know there's a din, Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to do, you have a time span when to do it, even though you've got a perhaps long time span, there's a din Zrizin, you should do it as quickly as possible. Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs, like the Gemara learns out. On the other hand, we have a din of Hidu Mitzvah. Even though perhaps you can be mekayim the mitzvah in a poshta eifen, there's a mitzvah of zekeli v'anveyu, he's snoil fun of a mitzvah, to do it in a shein eifen hidu mitzvah. Two dinim in kol mitzvahs. What happens when there's a conflict? There's a conflict between zrizin magdimin and hidu mitzvah. In other words, now's the time of the mitzvah and I've got a choice. Either I can be mekayim the mitzvah right now, but then I don't have the opportunity to do it in a way which is mehuda. Or perhaps I can wait till later and give up the Milo of Zvizim Magdimin, but then be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah in a way which is more Mehuda, Hidu Mitzvah. When I've got a conflict between these two dinim, Zvizim Magdimin and Mitzvahs, and Hidu Mitzvah, which one takes precedence? The Nesiim thought, says the Ksav Sofer, that we've got an opportunity. Either we can donate to the Mishkan now and be Mekayim the Din Zvizim Magdimin and Mitzvahs. However, then it won't be an Oifen Mehuda. Why is it not an Oifen Mehuda? Because the Gemara in Sotah Yud Gimel says, "Ein haMitzvah Nikras El Al Shem Goymo." So perhaps there's a Hidu Mitzvah to be the Goymo haMitzvah. "Ein haMitzvah Nikras El Al Shem Goymo." So we've got a choice: should we do Zrizin and then give up on the Din Hidu Mitzvah of "Ein haMitzvah Nikras El Al Shem Goymo," or perhaps we should wait, give up on the Din Zrizin, and be Mekayim the Hidu Mitzvah? What was going through the Nesiim's mind was that we're prepared to be Mevata, we're prepared to give up, forego on the mile of Zvizim Magdimin in order to do the mitzvah min amuvcha. So why did they get punished? Fish in isatzlu yechsiu ois mishmam. Why did they get punished? Says Ksav Sefer, because they made a mistake. If you look in Poiskim says when you've got a clash a conflict between Zvizin and Nidu Mitzvah, Zvizin takes precedence. And that's why they were punished. So at least we've been Melamed Zchus on the Nasi. So I want to do B'siyat Dishmaya, is to go through a little bit this discussion. What happens when you've got a conflict between Zvizin Magdimin and Nidu Mitzvah? And we'll see, Taka, if the Nesim were perhaps correct, or perhaps, like the Ksav Sefer seems to say, that they made a mistake. Okay, so we will discuss that. We will discuss that two different scenarios. One where there is a chashash that perhaps you'll miss the opportunity altogether, and perhaps where you won't. We'll see. Just as a side note, this is not to be confused with the famous Tshuva in Radvaz. The Radvaz has Tshuva in Chelik Dalet Yud Gimel, where the Radvaz talks about someone who was locked up in prison, and he was prepared after being Mevakesh, after being Mischanan, after pleading with the guards, one day a year he'd be allowed out. And the Shaila was, which day should he choose? And the Radvaz brings their Chocham Echad, who talks about perhaps he should choose Purim, perhaps he should choose Yom Kippur, all the different options, which day he should choose. And the Radvaz says, I disagree with it all. If you've got a day to get out, tomorrow. You've got a mitzvah today. You've got a mitzvah tefillin. You've got a mitzvah tefillin. But today you get out. It could be that later on, perhaps there's Yom Kippur, there's a Purim, there's a Pesach coming up. That's not the point. You've got a mitzvah now, you do it now. What happens later is, that is a different discussion. That discussion is, where I've got a mitzvah, I've got a choice between two different mitzvahs. Either Purim, or Yom Kippur, or Matzah, or Shofar, whatever it is. And then the Radvaz says, we don't make cheshbonis, iata yodeh matan schon shal mitzvahs. You don't know, b'enei the ribonei shalom, which mitzvah is worth more. First come, first served, the first mitzvah that comes, you do it. We're talking about a different discussion. We're talking about a discussion where only one mitzvah is involved. One mitzvah is involved. The question is, I can do it now or I can do it later. But either I can do it now and be mekayim the din zvizin, or I can be mekayim, or I can do it later in a way which is more muhuda. Is what the Ksav Sofer says, that the Nesi made a mistake, because really the din zvizin comes first. L'chayr it would seem that the Ksav Sofer is often a Gemara. It's backed up by a clear Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos, Lamates, says like this. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Yevamos says, Mitzvah legodol, begodol liyabim. When a woman is a cooker liyibum, she has to do yibum. And obviously she only needs yibum from one of the brothers of her deceased husband. And there's many brothers. So any one of them can do yibum. However, says the Mishnah, Mitzvah begodol liyabim. The best thing is for the oldest brother left, the oldest remaining brother, to be the one to do yibum. Lo yotze, if he doesn't want, then mahalchin al kol achim. So the Mishnah says, a clear Mishnah, that the best way to be mekayim the mitzvah is for the oldest brother to do it. Says the Gemara, Tala bekotten, no, the Mishnah, sorry, the continuation of the Mishnah, Tala bekotten at shiyagdil, oy begodoy lat shiyovim imdinas hayom. The oldest brother happens to be on a business trip in Australia. And he's only coming back next week. So I have here this woman who needs yibum. And I have one brother, the younger brother, who's here. And I have the older brother who's in Dinas Hayom, and he's coming back in a week's time. So we know there's a mitzvah begodol liyabim. So perhaps we should wait for him to come. Says the Mishnah, Ein shomin loy. Elo oimim loy olecha mitzvah liyabim. We say to the younger brother, the older brother's not here, you do it. Why? Says the Gemara, why? Why do you not listen to him? Kol shihui mitzvah loy mashino. You don't delay a mitzvah, which seems to be very much very similar to the nidim zvizim akdimin a mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't use the lashon zvizim, but it's a very similar idea. Kol shihui mitzvah loy mashino. You don't push off a mitzvah. So let's analyze what's going on here. I've got a woman who's a kukka liyibum, and I've got two options how to be mekayim the mitzvah. Either do it now, zvizim akdimin a mitzvah, but then I forego on the maila of the mitzvah begodol liyabim. It's a younger brother doing it, not the older brother. On the other hand, I could wait for the godel, the older brother, to come back, Mundina Sayom, and then I'll be mekayim the mitzvah min amuvcha, hidu mitzvah. However, on the other hand, I lose the maila of zvizim. Says the Mishnah clearly, ein shomin lei kol shei mitzvah le mashinon, you'll mekayim the mitzvah straight away. It would seem very clear from the Gemara that when you've got a conflict between zvizim akdimin and shei mitzvah, between Zvizin Magdimen and Hidu Mitzvah, then Zvizin takes precedence, and therefore, the Ksav Sefer is right, and the Nesim shouldn't have waited, they should have been Menadev straight away.
This is the reason why the mitzvah in this in the Yibum is because has he got a schus? It's his schus, or you're talking even whether we're Mayam. His schus, isn't it?
Mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, there's a mile of things to do, like the Gemara lands out.
The advantage of to be Mayam. So the older brother can say, it's my schus, it's my mitzvah.
That's if he say it. That's if he say it.
I want to be Mayam.
No.
And he can tell you,
of them state in the mission, of them state in the mission, Nishna Zay, Oich Alei Tzeliyab. So it would seem very clearly from the Gemara that Zvizin has precedence over Hidu Mitzvah. The Sefer Hasidim, in Tov Tov Ein Ches, again, he's dashing a posik in Tehillim, Tehillim Kuf Yotes, Chashti, Dov the Melech says, Chashti, V'lo Yisma Amoti, I didn't delay Lishma Mitzvah Secho. Dov the Melech says, I never delayed in Bimikam Yom Mitzvah. So obviously Dov the Melech never delayed. What was the Chiddush? So there's a Sefer HaChassidim. Lo ye'akev odom es ha-mitzvah, ha-avuzeh sh'om ha-toyah zeh keili v'anveyu. It's not a lefon of a mitzvah. Kegoyin. Talis noe, Sefer Toyah noe. Sh'lo yoyim ha-odom, kiven sh'yesh li talis liknois, I have to buy a new talis. So I'm going to wait until I find a nicer one. I've got one here, but it's not so nice. I'll wait till I buy till a nicer one. En ha-yikne mi'ad talis, af al pi sh'ein ha-yofi kulkach. There's no Sefer Torah in town. There's a Sefer there, but he perhaps doesn't know how to write so well. It's not so Mahuda. And there's another Sefer coming later. So perhaps and he's more Mahuda. Perhaps I should wait for him. And be Mekayim the Hidu Mitzvah. Of them, state in Basuk, Chashti v'lo yisma amati lishmei mitzvah secho. The Chiddush was, v'lo yisma amati lishmei mitzvah secho, even at the expense of Hidu Mitzvah. Says the Chiddush, what's the Mekayim of Sefer Hasidim? Al-Gemar in Yivamos. The Gemara in Yivama seems to say clearly that Zvizin comes first, takes precedence over Hidu Mitzvah. And that was the tain on this in the Siyim. Why is it not so poshut? It's not so poshut like this. The beginning of Per Chof, of Masechah Sofrim, Baisa says like this, Ein mevorchin ala yoreach, ela b'motza Shabbos, kashu mevusum ubekeilim noim. So there are maile to do Kiddush Levana on Motzah Shabbos. Why is there a mile to do Kiddush Levon on Motzah Shabbos? Kishumavusim or Bekelim Noim, you've got your Shabbos clothes on, you're going to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. Other reasons given, perhaps the Chub and Abayis was on Motzah Shabbos. It was on Motzah Shabbos when we say that we mispalal, who also is Chadish Kemoisa, perhaps we should say on Motzah Shabbos. Or perhaps because when the Levon was Nismite, even though that was on Wednesday, but the Levon was actually only Nismite, it was only actually reduced on Motzah Shabbos. Whatever the reason may be, there's a mile to do Kiddush Levana, says the Baisa, on Motzah Shabbos. Kishu Mevusim Ubekelim Noim. That's clear, we all know. That's not Leikuva. It's not Ma'akiv. You can say Kiddush Levana any night of the week. But there's a mile in saying Kiddush Levana when it comes to Motzah Shabbos. Clears the Trumas Hadesh in the following Shaila. Trumas Hadesh in Simon Lamadei. Shaila, he says, someone saw the new Levana, Bimois HaChoyl, Tuesday night. Should he wait till Motzah Shabbos to do Kiddush Levana or not? What seems to be the Shaila? I've got a Maila, a Hidu Mitzvah, to do it on Motzah Shabbos. Kshumavusim and Bekelim Noim. The best way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is Motzah Shabbos. On the other hand, it's Tuesday. I've got another 4 or 5 nights till then. So I'm giving up the Din Zvizin. It's ready the Zmana Mitzvah. So again, I seem to have a conflict between Zvizin Magdimin and Ziz Magdimen and Hidu Mitzvah. Says the Trumas Hadeshem, there are other places except for Manchester. Some places, we can't be pretty convinced. You're in Eretz Yisrael, and it's the middle of Tammuz. Yes, says the Trumas Hadeshem. It depends. It depends where in the world you are and what time of year you are. Says the Trumas Hadeshem, if there is a Mokrim to be Choshesh, perhaps, see, last night there was a Levon, it was there Shvach.
Yeah,
it was there Shvach. So the Olim was standing there claiming, should we do Kiddush Levon or not? So I was there with my brother-in-law, my Shver. So my Shver Mitzvah is going to Eretz Yisrael, so I told him to wait. I'm going back to London, I decided to wait also. My brother-in-law Manchester, he said, you can do it. But I said, it depends on the consideration. So, if you, says the Trumas Hadeshim, it very much depends. If you're in a place or a time of year where there's a chashash that perhaps you might miss it altogether, then most certainly you have to do it now. Because you might miss it altogether. That's the biggest cheshbon. You don't want to miss a mitzvah. But let's imagine, al pi teva, You don't need to be choshish that you're going to miss altogether. Like I say, it's the middle of summer and it's an Eretz Yisrael and there hasn't been a cloud in the sky for weeks. There's no chashash that you're going to miss it altogether. Yeah? So that's our assumption. We're talking about a case, says the Trumas Hadeshim, where there's no chashash you're going to miss it altogether. Is what would we expect the Trumas Hadeshim to say? L'chay, we've got a clear Gemara in Yevamos. Now, the reason it comes first in Hidur Mitzvah. So even though it's perhaps a mile to do it on Motzah Shabbos, k'shumuvusim b'keilim noim, however, as a Hidur Mitzvah, to do, there's a reason Magdim tells you to do it straight away. Says the Trumas Hadeshim like this. If it's a case where there's no mokum to be choshesh, you don't need to worry, perhaps you're going to miss it altogether, you have to wait. Wait till Motzei Shabbos. Hidur Mitzvah, says the Trumas Hadeshim, overpowers and takes precedence over Zvizin Magdimin LeMitzvahs. Which would seem to be an often austere to the Gemara in Yevamos. Sorry? It's a shein cheshbon. It's right what you're saying. That's not the cheshbon which the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives the cheshbon of kol shiur mitzvah le'mashin. If you got a mitzvah, you do it. The Gemara doesn't say it's especially by yibum because she's a nebuch an almana. The Gemara says because you've got a mitzvah to be mekayim shiur mitzvah le'mashin. It seems to be klal in kol ha-mitzvahs. So the Trumas Hadeshim seems to be a steer to the Gemara in Yevamos. However, not only does the Trumas Hadeshim not come to answer the Gemara in Yevamos, he says, if you want me to prove my position, I'll prove it to you from the Gemara in Yevamos. Which Gemara in Yevamos? The very same Gemara which we asked the Kasha on the Trumas Hadeshim. He brings a raya. What's my raya from the Gemara, says the Trumas Hadeshim? He says, I don't understand. Why does the Mishnah give an example where the older brother is Bimdinas Hayom? He's in Australia. Why doesn't he say he's around the corner? Why does the Gemara have to say he's Bimdinas Hayom miles away? He has to take a ship to get back. Why does the Mishnah not give a... He's around the corner. Says the Trumas Hadeshim, the Mishnah is trying to be Muramas to you, trying to hint to you. That Dafke in a case where Bimdinas Hayom, remember going back in those days, if someone's Bimdinas Hayom, he plans to get back, who knows what's going to happen, when he's going to have the ship, is going to go to the ship, isn't going to go, what's going to happen to the ship on the way, will he ever get back, he won't get back. Dafke in a case where he's Bimdinas Hayom, so there's a chashash, if you wait for him, you might be mevatel the mitzvah altogether, that's when the Gemara says, kol shei mitzvah le'mashinon. You could do the mitzvah now, and you could wait and hope that maybe, kula ha'bu'ulai, maybe you'll have a way to be mekayim mitzvah in amoda, then you shei mitzvah le'mashinon, says Trumas Hadeshim, the same thing about Kiddush Levana. If there's a chashash, maybe you might have a better Levana when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, you don't wait. However, in a case where the brother is around the corner, so you know, b'vados, al pidei chadeva, he's certainly going to come back. Then, says the Trumas Hadeshim, Hidur Mitzvah comes first, and overrides Zvizin Magdimin. The same thing with Kiddush Levana, says the Trumas Hadeshim. If there's no reasonable doubt that you will be able to mekayim the mitzvah min amahuda later on, that overrides Zvizin Magdimin. So we seem to have the Sefer Hasidim, who, like we saw, the Chidor says the Mekof of Sefer Hasidim is Gemara in Yevamos. The Pashtus Gemara in Yevamos seems to teach us that Zvizin, Kol Shei Mitzvah Le'Mashin, on the Zvizin overpowers and overrides Hidur Mitzvah. And the Trumas Hadeshim, builds from the very same Gemara, Faket. He builds from the very same Gemara that Hidur Mitzvah overpowers Zvizin. So going back to the Nesi'im, where the Ksav Sofer says that the cheshbon of the Nesim was, we want to wait till the end, because we'll be Mekayim, Hidur Mitzvah, and we're prepared to be Mevat on Zvizin Magdim. And they got punished, Lefishin is Atzlu, because Zvizin comes first, we see it's not so partial. It seems to be, the Machlekes, Trumas Hadeshim Taka says, that Hidur Mitzvah takes precedence.
I don't understand why the Rashi brought it Atzlu. They didn't say they were Rashi, they didn't want to do it. They said they wanted for a reason. Why is Rashi bringing them that they were as Atzlus? Can't understand
it. It's a good kasha. But obviously, when it says Shinisatz, it doesn't mean they're lazy. We're talking about Nesi Yisrael.
Yeah,
the Torah calls it, Lefi Madrigosim, it calls there was a Midday Atzlonus, but Avad it was with a Cheshbon. It was with a Cheshbon, but Afal Bikain, Lefi Madrigosim, Revenge to the Dakhtar Gichut Asayo, and Alpi Madrigosim, it was perhaps a Nukuda Masho of Atzlonus, Azay Dafman Zogam. The Shvus Yaakov, in Simon Lama Dalad, talks about a similar Shaila. Someone who doesn't have Dalad Minim, and someone offers him, he forgot his Dalad Minim at home. He forgot his Dalad Minim at home. He's in Shul, he forgot his Dalad Minim at home. So he's now got a choice. His Shochan in Shul, his neighbor in Shul offers, you can use mine. He looks at them and he sees his Shochan's Bechlal not as Mahud as the ones he's got at home. So again, he's got a conflict. Zvizin Magdimin. I've got, it's ready this man of mitzvah, should I shake this little nest? So perhaps wait till I get home and do it in a oifen, which is more mehuda. Says the Shvus Yaakov, he brings the Truma Sedeshin, he says, Rayosein Muchachas, perhaps the Rai which he brings to the Mwani Vamas, perhaps is not 100% Muchach. However, Misvah, Hasvah, Neisenes, Misvah, the Truma Sedeshin is right, we should give up the mile of Zvizim Magdimin and wait till you get home and be Mikhaim the Mitzvah Min Amahuda with your Abba Min Muhudoim. Again, so it would seem to be that's the Shvus Yaakov, Kabayit on the Truma Sedeshin. He brings another Rai, the Gemara Yuma. But the Gemara discusses Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu, Tumah Duchuyah B'Tzibu. The Gemara says, according to Man Da'oma, Tumah Duchuyah B'Tzibu, says the Gemara, I've got a Kohen who's Tommy. Now the din is Tumah Duchuyah B'Tzibu, the Gemara in Yom Adavav, Tumah Duchuyah B'Tzibu. However, says the Gemara, that if there is another Kohen, another B'Tzav, we have to go and fetch him, and he's Tahar, we should go and fetch him. One second, there's a din of Tumah Duchuyah B'Tzibu. I can use this Kohen who's Tommy. Novos, because it's only Dechuyo, so there's a Maila, there's a Ke'ena Hidur Mitzvah to go and get the Kohen who's Tahu. However, that will take time. It will take me half an hour to go and get him, call him from his house. Afal began stating the Gemara, you should go and call him. Says the Shvus Yaakov, it's another right, this Yisod of Tumas Adeshin, that Hidur Mitzvah overrides Zrizin Magdimin. If so, Lechoyo would seem that the Nesim were correct. The Nishmas Adam, the Chay Adam already points out that the Sefer Hasidim doesn't make any chilukim. The Sefer Hasidim is mashma in all ifanim. In all cases, Zvizim Magdimin comes first. Chashdi v'loyis ma'amati lishmit mitzvisecha. In all cases, that's the pashas of the Gemara. The paskins of Chaya Adam, we paskin like the Sefer Hasidim. Zvizim Magdimin always comes first. So we seem to have this machlokes achronim. Built on the machlokes rishonim, what comes first when I have a conflict between Zvizim Magdimin and Hidu Mitzvah? So we now understand that this cheshbon of the Nesiim, that they said we'll wait till the end to be Mekayim the Mitzvah min Amahuda of Eina Mitzvah Nikras El Al Shem Goimra, perhaps they were right. I mean, Rashi says, Lefish Nisatzel, they got punished. Of the Ksav Sefer, who says that the cheshbon of the Nesiim was that Hidu Mitzvah overrides Zvizim Magdimin, we understand where they're coming from. It's not so posh that they were wrong. They could have done both. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Tzadik Dalet talks about a similar case, which perhaps you can be mechalik, but just the idea, it talks about a similar case about someone, the Chayes, is on a train and he could daven now. However, he knows in a couple of hours he'll be home, he won't miss Sofis Mantefillah, and obviously when he's home he can daven better. Perhaps that got no shakas to Hidu Mitzvah. He calls it Hidu Mitzvah. I can daven better at home. So again, I've got Zerizin, it's already Mantefillah. And I could daven now, in a way, be mekayim the zizin, but in a way that's not so muhuda. Or go home, wait till I get home, and then do it in a way which is more muhuda, and be mevata, 4 feet, the mile of zizin. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Avadi, you should wait, Hidu Mitzvah comes before zizin. But like I said, that case, perhaps we can be mechalim, it comes to tefillah, perhaps davening better is an different zach altogether. 150 years ago, Tof Reish Chof Hei, the Rav of Lublin, Rav Heshlom Lublin, wrote a proclamation, a mechal. He didn't write against who he was writing it, but everyone understood who it was against. A little bit of background. Rav Leibel Eger, the grandson of Rav Kir Eger, the son of Shlomo Eger, he was born 200 years ago, Tof Kuf Ayin Vav, 200 years ago. He grew up by his father, Shlomo Eger, then he went to learn by the Kotzka, there's Gvaran Achasid. He became a Chasid. Kiyodua. After he learned by the Kotzke and then another Rebbe, just before he was 40, he had become a Chassid, he became a Rebbe. Chassidim started flocking to him, and he became a Rebbe. The Shteitzach, when people made a bris, they started being mechabed him with sandakals. Till the bris actually took place, was very often come before Shkia, just before Shkia. Till the Leibleg was ready for the Sunday course. So came Rav Heschel of Lublin, and he wrote this mecha and publicized it, and he says, I can't understand. I see a terrible meaning which is going on in our Kehillah. Previous days we never dreamt of such a thing. And because the Rebbeinu Shem shouldn't have a tain on me, why was I not moicha? Okay, nosati a libi to go and make a mecha. What's the mecha? Yesh harbe shema'achim bismila ad bein ha-shmoshas, akoydim lezeh ktsas. ואויבים בשוט נפש על הזורס חזל, ליזורס לכל דבר מצווה. There's a din zvizim agdim l'mitzvah. So where do we learn it from? Befad mitzvah mila, that's the Mekor of the Gemara. By Ashkim, I'm a babayke mitzvah mila. And comes someone, he says, he doesn't mention by name, but everyone knew who he was talking about, comes someone, when he's a sandik, the bris is just before, around Bein HaShemoshes time. So, there was a big tumult in town, and Rebbe Leib obviously heard about it, and he wrote the shailas to come with Gedolim, what should he do? Should he stop? He says he can't be sandik before, till he's finished all his achanas, till he's ready to be as over the Mizbeach, to sit there. He's not ready till later on. If they pass and he should give it up, stop taking sandik, he'll stop. So he wrote to many Gedolim of the time. One shuvah from his cousin of Shimon Sofer, says to him, he says, I don't understand you, Veishav. He says to his cousin, I don't understand. You say that perhaps you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah in a way which is more Mehudah by waiting, or by Nebuch the poor kid. Someone said here before, Nebuch the poor wife is waiting. Nebuch the poor kid, he's going to Ola HaMa'usa, and he has to wait because you've got to do your Achanas. Munna, he says, what's with your Zedu? He never had problems to do it straight away in the morning. What's that? Because you do have a problem. Are you going to bring me a Raya, says Rav Shimon Sofer, Shteit in the Gemara, Chasidim HaYishonim, HaYishonim Shoachas Mispallim. Why? Weiss doch, the Achonis took a long time, till they daven was much later, so you see, the Hidu Mitzvah overrides Zvizim Magdimin. Says Rav Shimon Sofer, Chasidim HaYishonim, Yishonim Mechlal Deika Achroinim. That was Chasidim HaYishonim, but where the Chasidim HaYishonim? Weiss doch, that's not the Mahalach for us. So, he was very sharp and he said, you have to stop. On the other hand, there's a tshuva from Rav Tzadok HaKohen, where he comes to me Mechazik, Yerucham comes to me Mechazik B'lei B'lega. And he and others, the main taina to be Miyashiv, B'lei B'lega's Mahalach was, if you look at the Loshon of the Gemara doesn't say Zvizin Magdimen HaMitzvus. It says Zvizin Magdimen LaMitzvus. What's the difference between HaMitzvus and LaMitzvus? Zvizin Magdimen HaMitzvus would be that the Maisa HaMitzvah, you have to be Zoyz to be Mekayim the Maisa HaMitzvah. Zviz Magdimin Le Mitzvah means even the Hachanas included. Zviz Magdimin Le Mitzvah towards the Mitzvah. Therefore, if you would decide to sleep in and have a good nap, then of course there's a Chisan in Zvizin. However, why are you only doing the bris much later on? Because of course you're starting straight away, but Alois HaShachar, you're already starting your Hachanas. But your Hachanas take many, many hours. You're not Bechlal, you're not at all losing the Mile of Zvizin. You are being Zoyz, not to the Maisa Mitzvah, to the Hachanah from the Mitzvah. So that's the first way to be Miyashiv. Rablei B'leg is Mahalach. However, Tzadik says there's another Mahalach. Anyway, he says, what you're doing is 100% right. Why? He says, let's make a Cheshbon. You're right, it's true, there's a din of Zvizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs when it comes to Maisa Mila. And let's say Zvizim Magdim doesn't include the Hachonis, it's only the Maisa Mitzvah by itself. So you're actually giving up the Mila of Zvizim Magdim. And why are you giving up? Because you have to do your Hachonis. Obviously, you think that by doing your achronis, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah later on in a way which is better, more mehudah, because it's after all your achronis. So again, we've got the same conflict here. Should I do the mitzvah now without the achronis? Be mekayim the din zvizim magdimin, give up on the hidu mitzvah? Or fuck it. Perhaps I should wait till later and do hidu mitzvah and be mevat on the zvizim. Says the Tzadik HaKohen, Kyodua, the Truma Sadeshin which we previously brought, paskin the hidu mitzvah overrides zvizim magdimin. And therefore, even if you're losing Zvizim Magdimin, which I hold you're not, because the Achronis are included, but even if we say that you're losing the Mile of Zvizim Magdimin, it doesn't matter. You're losing it, you're giving up, in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah in Amuvcha, and therefore, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, you should be Mamshech in your Derech, Bakdark, Bakodesh, you should carry on. Yoichas Tzadik Dark, Elasas HaMitzvah, Begdusha, Betahar, Faked, we shouldn't tell people to stop using you, we have to encourage more people to use you. About this has to do, he's got a mitzvah, Zekeli Vanveyu, he has to do in the most mhudid degoifen. Avada, by taking such a sandik, it's a hidden mitzvah. Avada yechet sadik darakoi, yasachayil, yeh bezeh zoiz v'nizka. So again, we understand where this discussion has taken us, that perhaps because the Trumas Adeshin Paskins, the reason comes first, Hidu mitzvah, so he comes first, even at the cost of Zvizin, that's perhaps a yishuv on this anog of a blei b'leg. What's the problem? The problem is that l'choyah there's another Gemara. And this Gemara says clearly nishtozai. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the third parak, Batzkir Shefer, says like this. The Mishnah says that Hasheni maskia, there's a Baal Shachris and there's a Baal Musaf. Hasheni maskia v'lo yorishin. Ask the Gemara, why is it that Kriyas Shofar has got to do with Baal Musaf, and Kriyas HaHalel has got to do with the Baal Shachris? Man of Shach. And the Gemara explains like this. Baal Shachris is God in Zrizin. However, in those times, there was obviously a lot more people there in Shul for Musaf than there were for Shachris. So to do it, wait for Musaf, would be Roivam Hadras Melech, would be a Hidda Mitzvah. So I've got this clash. Hidda Mitzvah and Zrizin. When it comes to Kiyah Shefer, we wait till Musaf. Hasheni Maskiyah seems to imply, indicate that Hidda Mitzvah comes first. When it comes to Halel, the Baal Shachris does, it seems to indicate Zrizin comes first. Says the Gemara, really, says the Gemara, B'kshas Gezeras HaMalchus Shonu. Really, you should do it straight away. Zrizin Magdimin. When it came to the Kiyas Shofar, they couldn't do it by a Shachris because the Goyim thought it was a declaration of war. When they would blow the Shofar, they thought they were calling all the Yidden to war. Therefore, we didn't have a choice. We had to push it off. Clear in the Gemara that when you've got a clash between Zrizin Magdimin and Hidu Mitzvah, Zrizin Magdimin comes first. The Stechemed asked the Kasha. He's talking about people who make a pidyon haben, and they could do it in the morning, but then there won't be so many people there. And they wanted to delay it to wait in the later in the day, when perhaps there'll be more people. Boivam Adras Melech. Says the Stechemed, there's no justification to wait till later to get the Maila of Boivam Adras Melech. Says Mefurish in the Gemara, Zrizin Magdimin comes first. There's a tshuva from Avad Yosef when we're still loving Mitzrayim. The same thing about Vismilim. We have the Shaila still today. People want to wait till late in the day. Late in the afternoon, perhaps more people can attend the bris. There's a din Zrizin Magdimin. On the other hand, perhaps if I wait till later, more people will be able to attend. Of them, Shleim Mefurish in the Gemara, that Zrizin Magdimin overrides Boivam Hadras Melech. Boivam Hadras Melech is Hidu Mitzvah. Seems to indicate that Zrizin comes first. So how will Miyash of the two Gemaras? On the one hand, the Gemara in Yevamah seems to indicate that, says, according to the Trumas Hadeshin at least, that Hidu Mitzvah overpowers Zrizin. And here we've got a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says clearly Faket, Zrizin overrides and is stronger than Hidu Mitzvah. We're running short on time, but the obvious way to be Miyashav, which the Acholim, some Acholim are Miyashav, is as follows. There's two types of Hidu Mitzvah. There's a Hidu Mitzvah in the Gufa Mitzvah, a nicer Esrog, a nicer Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Begodol Yabim. Such a din Hidu Mitzvah overpowers the reason. However, when the only Maila is a Maila of Beroivam Hadras Melech, which is not a Hidu Mitzvah, Neguva Mitzvah, it's a Klal and Kol Mitzvah, Beroivam, it's the same Mitzvah, it's just there are more people around, Beroivam Hadras Melech, then the reason comes first. Again, it could have enough Gemina, if we do Hoshanas before, some people do Hoshanas after Shachris, Hoshanas after Musaf, could be told on the same rate. If that's true, so we now know that it depends. When we've got a conflict between Zrizin and Hidu Mitzvah, it depends which type of Hidu Mitzvah we're talking about. If you've got a Hidu Mitzvah in the Guf HaMitzvah, that seems to come first. If you've got a Hidu Mitzvah, which is not the Guf HaMitzvah, but even Madras Melech, then Zrizin comes first. Going back to our Shaila, the Nesiim, they had a choice, either to give an Adova to the Mishkan now and have Zrizin, or to do it wait till later and have Hidu Mitzvah. Which Hidu Mitzvah do they have? Ein HaMitzvah Nikras El Al Shem Goimo. It's the Amdonim here, they can discuss. Ten Lechochem Yech Kamoid. The Maila of Ein HaMitzvah Nikras El Al Shem Goimo, is that similar to a Maila Beguf, a Hidu Mitzvah in the Guf HaMitzvah? Or is that a Hidu Mitzvah which is Mivachutz, similar to the Boivam Hadras Melech? The problem is with this Yishuv, even though it's a good Yishuv, if you look in Bi'ah Halacha, in Hilchus Kiddush Levana, he discusses this case. And he says, what would be, Avada we know there's a din of Boivam Hadras Melech, and it's better to be Mekadosh the Levana with the Tzibur. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, Im Yodea Shiyiz Damiloi Levorach Ba'asor. If I'm holding, let's say it's Motzah Shabbos. Motzah Shabbos is definitely a hidden in the Guf HaMitzvah. So it is Motzah Shabbos. However, on Motzah Shabbos I'm stuck in a place by myself. I could be Mekadosh the Levana, but I'm by myself. Or I could wait till tomorrow night, Sunday night, and then I'll be back with the Tzibur. So according to what we've said, a hidden mitzvah, tomorrow I'll be back with the Tzibur, which is only a Hidu Mitzvah of Boiv Om, that definitely doesn't overpower Zrizin. Definitely I should do it now. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, you should wait, Tzarech Lahamtin, and wait till tomorrow night, which would seem not to fit with what we've said. Perhaps Kiddush Levon, we don't have time to discuss, perhaps Kiddush Levon is different. The din of the Asor in Kiddush Levon is perhaps more than just a din of Boiv Om. There's a Chasam Seifin in his Akdoma to Meseches Chulin. But he says as follows. We had a vikuach between Avraham Avinu and Sarai Imenu. Avraham says, Mahari, Shloish Siim Kemach. And what did she do? She went and she made soilis. What's the difference between kemach and soilis? Soilis is more fine flour. What was the vikuach between Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu? Avraham Avinu said, you've got a choice. Either bring these orech and bring them kemach. It might not be as good quality, but at least I've got zvizin magdim in the mitzvahs. And Sarah Imenu says, no, I'm prepared to forego and give up the mile of zvizin magdim, and I want to give them soilis, which is a hidden mitzvah in Achnasas Orechim. Again, the vikuach was, zvizin magdim in a hidden mitzvah. According to what we've said, who is correct? Sarah Imenu l'chayu was correct. It's a hidden mitzvah in the gufa mitzvah, a better kiyum of Achnasas Orechim. Says the Chasam Sefer there, so fiyah alich is based of lechem atzlus loy soicher. What was the lechem atzlus? That was the lechem of Sarah Imenu. She was atzlonis, like Rashi says, by the Nesim, they were atzlonim, the fishin is atzlu, they gave up the din of zvizin. According to what we said, Sarah Imenu l'chayu was right. And perhaps the Nesim were correct. The ahidu mitzvah, the gufa mitzvah overrides zvizin magdimin. So what was the taina on the Nesim? What was the taina on Sarah Imenu? So I want to finish the Gerald Gavot, which I heard once from Yisrael Berger and Etzol. He said as follows. There's a Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim on the capital of Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, which brings a Maisa. Maisa Ba'adam Echad, Shasa Daitki, he wrote to Matna Shriv Mirah, he wrote on his will, that my son should only inherit me when he becomes a Shoyter. Person passed away. The Rav looks at the Shtar, my son should only inherit me when he becomes a Shoyter. What does that mean? So they went to Yeshua ben Karcha, the God of Lador, to ask him what's pshat. As they were passing by the house of Yeshua ben Karcha, they looked in the window. They saw Yeshua ben Karcha on his hands and knees, playing with his little son with a dummy in his mouth. The God of Lador, pastor nisht. They looked, they hit me out machutz, they made sure the Yeshua ben Karcha didn't see him. When the Yeshua ben Karcha got up, they knocked on the door, they went in and they said, we've got this shtam matna shchimira, where the person wrote to my son, shlonim yoshmi, when he comes a shaita. What does he mean? So Yeshua ben Karcha smiled and he says, Chayechem, the Loshen is Chayechem, Shemaisa Azesha Sha'altem Ba'achshav Higiyani. That's exactly what I was doing. What did he mean to say? He means a person, it could be if you make a cheshbon, so Pastor Nish for the God Lador to get hands on his, down on his hands and knees to play with his son. However, Meroiv Ava, which a person has to his sons, he doesn't make a cheshbon. He makes himself like a shoiter. He makes himself like a shoiter. I don't mind acting and behaving like a shoiter, because Meroiv Ava, Ava Mekalkeles is a shoiter, it overrides all cheshbonos. Is Mamela, when that person writes, it wrote in his man Shrimira, my son should only be Yashmi, Achi Yase Shaita, it means only when he's Zeicha to children and he's Zeicha to get to this dargah of making himself a Shaita lifnei bono. The Gemara says, as Michal Bashol, the Pasuk says, Michal Bashol, Loyhoel of Vlad Ad Yoy Moisa. And the Gemara dashes in Sanhedrin, well, be Yoy Moisa, she was Zeicha to a Vlad. Why? Either she should be Zeicha or she shouldn't be Zeicha. What does it mean? She wasn't Zeicha her whole life, and just be Yoy Moisa, she was Zeicha. So he said, he bought from a beautiful Rabinovich, Zichron Nivach, who said as follows, Gevald Gevot. What was Michal's tain on David HaMelech? She had tain was, Melech Yisrael, it's a Pasach Nish, to be Mefarcha, Mecharke, Belefnei HaOin Elekim. Make a cheshbon, it doesn't stim, Melech Yisrael. And David HaMelech said, you're right, if you make a cheshbon, you're 100% right. Aber Meroiv Ava to the Bainish Shalim, I'm not making a cheshbon. I'm going without making any cheshbon, I'm making myself like a shaita, Lefnei HaOin Elekim. She didn't understand that. She said, you have to make a cheshbon, and if you make a cheshbon, Pasach Nish, you don't do it. She was zeichah to a child. She was never zeichah to reach that dagger to get on the floor and play with on her hands and knees with a dummy in her mouth to play with a child. She wasn't zeichah to get that dagger of ad shiyase shoita. If she said, David HaMelech, you always have to go with a cheshbon, you can't make yourself like a shoita, she wasn't zeichah to the same thing. It might be coming back to our parasha, it might be the Nesim were correct. If you make a cheshbon, zvizin magdimin, hidu mitzvah, perhaps they were correct. Perhaps hidu mitzvah overrode zvizin, and they were correct to wait till the end. You know what the taina was? The taina was they shouldn't have made a cheshbon. You're right, if you make a cheshbon, you're right. Aber meroiv ava to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's no mokum for a cheshbon. Ava mekalkeles is a shur. If a person doesn't make a cheshbon when he is playing on the floor with his child, because actually as a sheiti, you don't make a cheshbon, the taina on the scene was, your cheshbon is right. The taina, the reason is the fish in Isatsu, you don't make a cheshbon. And that's the same thing by Sarah Imenu. It could be that she's right, that the mile of soilis would override the kemach, but like the Chasam Sefer says, main kemach in toyo. Sometimes meriv ava, you don't get to the soilis. You have to have in kemach, not in soilis in toyo, in kemach in toyo, says Chasam Sefer. Is memela, it could be that in such a case, hidu mitzvah would override zvizin, oh, but that's only if you make a cheshbon. You shouldn't have made a cheshbon. The fish in Isatsu, hechsiu ois mishmom, is because they made a cheshbon. Is he also mishvizoich avatz bimikhaim mitzvah behiduom? To be mekayim mitzvah is reason, and be zeicha to make ourselves like a shaita to be mefarke, mecharkeis, lifnei aroin elikim.
Whose word is the last word you said? Shumi kibik shumi shaita, very good word. Whose word is that?
Of what?
The last word you said.